Now, we've got a first-ever challenge to the CPTPP, it's the trade agreement. Canada's implemented dairy tariff rate quotas, which New Zealand, we argue against, well, it's against the rules. Essentially, it means we don't have as much access to that Canadian market as promised. That could cost us up to $68 million over the first couple of years, and the number goes up from that. So what to do? Dairy Companies Association of New Zealand Chairman Malcolm Bailey's back with us. Malcolm, morning.
Morning, Mike.
You're disappointed?
Oh, well, I'm very pleased that the New Zealand government, through Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, is going to invoke the dispute settlement process here, because Canada has a track record of entering into agreements and then finding a way not to actually make them work properly.
Yeah, the US and the Mexico have had problems with them. What is it with them? Are they just full of it, or has something changed?
Well, of course, Canada is a great friend of New Zealand, but when it comes to the dairy sector and dairy trade, they operate what they call a supply-managed industry there, where they constrain the output of dairy products to keep the price high. And to try and maintain that crazy system, they have to restrict imports in a way that other countries wouldn't ever contemplate. And
exactly.
That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. But we know that going into the... When you say you're pleased that they're doing the disputes resolution, the problem with this, as far as I can tell, is it takes an age, doesn't it? I mean, it's not like you ring up somebody and go, you've made a mistake, and they say, whoops, sorry, and it's solved.
Well, potentially that could happen. The first stage of this is consultation, where the Canadian government might finally go enough's enough, regarding the dairy sector in Canada. But yes, you could be right. It could take a while. But anyway, the first step is getting these consultations and getting a process underway.
Because what we want for free trade to work well is everybody to play their part, don't we? I mean, you know, you don't want to do a deal and then celebrate the deal and then it turns out old Canada's is doing a dirty behind your back. That's not cool for trade anywhere, is it?
No. You're absolutely right, Mike. That's the problem, that trade deals are only as good as the implementation. And in this case, the implementation's poor. When we come to all of the trade volumes for dairy, and they are small relative to the size of the Canadian market, they've only let these quotas be filled to about 8% of the potential.
Exactly. While I've got your dairy prices, a bit of a dip in the last auction, and the suggestion is we're about right for the rest of the year. What's your read?
Yeah, the market has been riding high. There's no question about that. So some sort of correction is no reason to be overly concerned. But, you know, hey, the world's a strange place with wars in one place and shortages of infant formula in the US. So, you know, all sorts of things are going on here.
Exactly. But if you get something with a 9 in it at the end of the season, you'll be happy.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Malcolm. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Malcolm Bailey, Dairy Companies Association of New Zealand Chairman, with us.